USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial continues against President Trump, Democrats are continuing to hammer home the point that the president solicited foreign interference in the 2020 U.S. election. As far as what sort of defense we can expect from the president's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, one of those attorneys, joins Fox News and says,
"Yeah, well, look, I mean, in part we're responding to what they're saying, but we're also going to put on an affirmative case that not only what the president was completely legal, completely constitutional, perfectly legal, perfectly constitutional, perfectly appropriate, but that the idea that this reaches the level of impeachment, legally speaking, is really absurd."
Boeing is planning to begin production of its 737 MAX before regulators give the green light on the aircraft. The aerospace giant's new CEO told reporters that they have to get the line started up again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But I also wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A Democrat who's running for the White House is suing the 2016 party nominee. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells us why.
Presidential candidate and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton in New York for defamation, claiming a Clinton lie has hurt her White House campaign. In the suit, Gabbard says Clinton purposely tried to derail her 2020 aspirations by falsely stating that Gabbard was a Russian asset. Gabbard says Clinton's comments may have cost her campaign over $50 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Temperatures are expected to moderate just a bit in South Florida after a warning was issued for people to watch out for reptiles coming from the sky. The National Weather Service in Miami forecast falling iguanas possible because of cold temperatures. Officials say the cold-blooded creatures can become immobile when the temperature drops into the 40s. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Three young children are dead, and their mother is under arrest for their deaths in Arizona. Phoenix police say 22-year-old Rachel Henry smothered her 3-year-old son, 2-year-old daughter, and 7-month-old daughter to death at their home. A video of Henry with an evil look on her face is going viral, and I had a chance to catch up with Robin Drake. He's the former head of the FBI's Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, and I asked him about true evil in the world and if sometimes just by looking at someone, you can see that they're evil.
There are times when, you know, if you do have a baseline of what normal looks like for that individual, if they deviate from that baseline, you can generally assess that something is causing that baseline to be deviated from. In other words, if you saw her on a daily basis beforehand, then all of a sudden you saw her in that one situation, you're going to see, you know, stress induced. And a lot of times stress is induced by bad thoughts, bad behaviors, lying, deception. And so yeah, that can be a more accurate predictor, but a predictor of stress only. As well as what you could also see is if your statements that you're making are incongruent with the body language you're giving off as well, that gives you that used car creepy salesman kind of feeling, because they have incongruence between the words and the emotions that they're exuding. So they can be decent-ish, but you also want to take them, you know, have a more totality of an entire picture as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.